Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Helen Schuckman, A Course in Miracles. When Everything Becomes Possible, Megan. I was giving a talk while standing near the buffet table. Aromas of fried chicken and some sort of cheesy au gratin were distracting me. Well, that and the fact that every woman in the room that day was talking while she ate. Utensils were clanking, children were in various states of disarray from crying to running amid the tables, and my voice was only slightly more audible than the volume of their conversations. And I was just shy of shouting. I'd been invited to speak to a group of about 30 single mothers living with HIV. A single mom myself, I had said yes in a heartbeat. They were being treated to a Mother's Day event of getting pampered and nourished in ways their daily lives didn't allow. I was talking about my experience working with pregnant teens and how one teen in particular over a decade ago sent me on a spiritual journey by asking me to find a more meaty Mary. Translation, an image of the divine that reflects the sacredness of the female body, the actual flesh. She wouldn't talk about God until I could give her an image of the divine that didn't make her feel worse about herself. She wanted an image she could identify with. I identified with her. I wanted to meet God's other half, too. I knew there had to be more. And I knew I wanted to consider my body as sacred. I just didn't have a clue as to how. I told this lively group of ladies about the pilgrimage I made to sacred sites of the Black Madonna and Mary Magdalene throughout Europe. I recited as much of Marianne Woodman's description of the Black Madonna as I could remember. She is nature impregnated by spirit, accepting her own body as the chalice of the spirit. She has to do with the sacredness of matter, the intersection of sexuality and spirituality. I thought maybe that would raise a few eyebrows, but there was no response, not even a held glance. I told them about the strange experiences I had at some of the sites, how I was brought to my knees from the weight of an unexpected love I found within me, and that this incited a revelation. Encountering the divine means going within, means being fully in my body. But still, nada. Zilch. I told them about studying the Gospel of Mary Magdalene in seminary, how this was the more meaty Mary I wished the pregnant teen could have known. This Mary had very different ideas about the body and what it means to be female. Several women lifted their faces in my direction, but chaos continued to reign. What made them set down their forks and wrestle their little ones into silence was my comment at the end, that ultimately, the pilgrimage was not about finding an image of the divine feminine, a sacred site, or a truth somewhere that existed outside of me. The pilgrimage was ultimately about finding a source of love that had been with me all along. I told them that I traveled all that way and studied theology for half a decade, only to find that the love I sought was actually within me. The room was thick with total rapt attention.